This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Hey, Sam, what's up?
Hey, Geneva, what's up?
Wait, I asked you what's up.
I know.
You need to answer me how
responding.
You are.
I'm good.
Yeah, you can't just okay, everybody, just so you know, you can't respond to what's up with what's up unless it's like in passing because you're both like, well, I can't hear very well. But, you know, we're on the radio. Come on.
I'm good.
No, I'm not shading you.
No, that's okay.
But yeah, it's good that you're good. That's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, this week we're taking a look at the debut album from British new wave singer-songwriter Elvis Costello.
Ka-chow.
My Aim Is True is the album. It came out in 1977 and it's turning 40 this year.
Oh,
so hitting middle age. Yeah.
Younger than my brother. He's like 42.
Cool.
I know, eh? It's,
yeah, wow.
Actually, I don't know how old he is anymore. I mean, he could be 50.
So just a bit of background into Elvis Costello. So he was born Declan McManus in London.
The Manus,
McManus. And he started his music career in the early 70s playing in a bunch of bands around London and sort of bars and clubs, etc. As a bit of an amateur musician. And he did this while working in a lot of boring kind of office jobs, mostly as data entry clerks to support himself. And while he was doing this, he began writing songs, mostly at night, actually, in order to not disturb his wife and kid. He wanted a record contract and anything to get out of having to work in boring office jobs,
wow,
really.
So it's like kind of like a cry for help or something.
Basically, yeah. Get me out of here.
Get me out of this. 9-to-5 rat
race. Exactly, yeah. So basically what happened was in 1977, he was signed to independent record label Stiff Records. They went on to become one of the kind of key new wave kind of post-punk record labels at the time. They signed people like Devo and Nick Lowe and Ian Dury and the Blockheads, those types of people. And basically, the manager of Stiff Records, Jake Riviera, he basically did not like Declan McManus's name and suggested he change his name. So what he did was he took Elvis's name and he combined it with his father's stage name, which was Costello, and with that he became Elvis Costello.
Wow, that is just such a lovely origin story.
Well, you know, Declan McManus doesn't really have the same kind of star ring to it.
I reckon if your last name's McManus, you should totally rock it, you know. But Costello's like, yeah, like it's got a smooth buzz about it.
You know Elvis Costello?
Yes. Sarah's very excited.
The debut album.
What have you got to say?
Look at that. You can come in and join the party if you want.
You can come join in if you want.
Come back. Okay.
She's
just so ecstatic.
She's rallying up the whole office.
She is. Look at her. Yeah. That's great. So, so with the album itself, basically it was recorded very quickly in about 24 hours, actually.
And what?
Yeah, they race through it, and you'll get an impression the songs are quite short.
That's brilliant.
24 hours, only cost them £2,000.
Oh my God, I should do that. I want to do that.
And the story is actually what happened. He called in sick one day to his office job to record the album.
Brilliant.
Basically said, nah, I'm not coming in today. I'm off. I've got better things to do. Off to record an album. Thank you very much.
And that's why he's a genius.
There you go. Yeah. And all the songs were pretty much written prior to the record. So he wasn't actually writing the songs in the studio. They were all pretty much written beforehand. But still, 24 hours is an extremely impressive effort, I have to say.
Yeah, totally.
Staying up all night, all day, getting those songs down. In terms of the style of the album and Costello's music at this time, I think it's very hard to kind of box him into any one particular style or movement, but inevitably he became linked to new wave and post-punk, which is quite interesting because the sound of this record is overwhelmingly influenced by 50s and 60s rock and roll and R&B. I mean, you can clearly hear people like Buddy Holly on here and Motown.
Well, it's kind of got a Buddy Holly edge about him.
Well, he's got the glasses.
I used to get them mixed up visually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they look so similar.
But sound different.
Yeah, exactly. But I think he was definitely influenced by Buddy Holly. I mean, you can't wear those massive sort of glasses, Buddy Holly glasses, and not be, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess in a traditional sense, you consider a lot of new wave to be quite artsy and sort of wacky and experimental. This was kind of a return to kind of rock and roll, the essence of rock and roll and soul music. But yet he was still held up by the music press as being like a figurehead of new wave. Some people even called him punk. And even he himself was like, no, I'm not punk.
I think people were just very confused about what punk was back then.
Yeah, it was basically anything that
wasn't... Is this punk?
Anything that wasn't prog rock, basically.
Oh, that's a lot. It's everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Dolly Parton.
he actually hated being associated with New Wave. He didn't see himself as part of that. He was like, he saw himself as doing his own thing, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, should we play some music?
Yeah, sure. What have you got?
We're going to start off with a track called Miracle Man.
Ooh.
And this is the second track on the album. This has a very strong 50s rock and roll feel to it, very Buddy Holly sounding, particularly in the drums and the guitar, and I think it sets the scene quite well for the rest of the album.
And if I'd be a fan, this is Anniversary Albums. We're looking at Elvis Costello's Miracle Man. I just called it like this Miracle Man.
That was Miracle
My
Man.
My Aim Is True. It's his album, My Aim Is True. But I'm here with Sam Smith. He put
hello,
it all together.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So as you can see, very kind of rock and roll 50s style going on there. Buddy Holly, like, you know.
Mm.
Next track, though, we're going to go down a more kind of Motown kind of / Phil Spector kind of 60s girl groups kind of vibe.
And our listeners just texted in and said, also, lots of reggae influence, you think? And someone else said, fuck yeah, My Aim Is True. A+ was thinking about Elvis Costello recently since Sneaky Feelings are at Other's Way. Oh.
Yeah, good point, because Sneaky Feelings is one of the tracks we're going to play.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that group was named after this track.
Well, probably.
Maybe. But anyway, this track here is called No Dancing, and
I think no dancing.
It reminds me a lot of the Ronettes, actually. It's got that kind of pop 60s girl group kind of vibe.
Cool.
Oh, I know that she has been a fool of him. Like girls have done so many nights before. Time and time again. But he's so strange.
Elvis. Oh, Elvis.
There's going to be no dancing.
He doesn't want to dance by himself.
No.
Well, I mean, sometimes dancing by yourself is fun.
Yeah. Well, there's that famous Billy Idol track, Dancing With Myself.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible.
It is, yeah. All right. Well, the next track we're going to play is much like the first track we played, Miracle Man, very kind of 50s rock and roll, very Buddy Holly. And it's continuing on that vibe, which a lot of the tracks on this album do. This track is called Blame It On Cain.
Once upon a time, I had a little money. Government burglars took it long. Before I could bail it to you, still you are the only one. Now I can't let it slip away. We'll be right back.
a little too long on the outskirts of town. I think I'm going insane from talking to myself for so long. Oh, but I've never been accused. But when I step upon your face, they wear that good luck grin. I gotta break out one weekend before I do somebody in. But every single time, I feel a little stronger. They tell me it's a crime. Well, longer. Blame it on Jane. Don't blame it on me. Oh, 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 it's nobody's fault. A fire when it needs somebody to burn. Blame it on Jane. Oh, 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 please don't blame it on me. It's nobody's fault. But it just seems to be his turn.
Whoa.
Hello. Yes. Blame it on Kane. Very up-tempo,
so is that like
rocky track.
Kane the first murderer?
I don't know. I mean, it's
from
spelled,
the Bible.
It's spelled Kane with a C, so maybe, probably.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Anyway, the next track we're going to play for you is one of his early kind of hits and one of his best-known tracks, and it's a more of a ballad, this one. It's called Allison. So it's quite a change of direction from the previous tracks you've heard, more of kind of a slow ballady type of track.
Can I just say, okay, so he did this in 24 hours.
Yeah.
And all of the songs that you've played so far have been on of different eras. And like he's taken all these different influences and just put them all into like one song and then moved on and like gone into another place.
Yep, that's very true.
It's like he was so excited. He was just like, oh, I just got to like put it in there. Because usually albums have a consistent
kind of style.
Yeah, yeah,
sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of putting everything he listened to.
He just like
threw it out there.
Yeah.
It was like a canvas splattering, like Jackson Pollock kind of.
He just Pollocked this in terms
of
genre.
He in 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Sorry, I'll play the song now.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other stick of Valentines. Cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. See, you got a husband now. Did you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Somebody better put out the big light, cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. My aim is true. My aim.
Did you little young cats ever see... Oh, there's a cat emoji.
We like emojis.
Oh, yes, we do.
Emojis
we do
are
like
good.
Emojis. So, did you little young cats cat emoji ever see Elvis C interview Lou Reed? Oh, great, great.
No, I didn't.
TV emoji.
Is it good?
TV.
Thanks for the emojis.
Oh, my gosh, I love emojis.
I'd like to
so
see
much.
That interview.
But yeah, thanks for texting in. I haven't seen that, and
I haven't seen it, but no. Elvis Costello hosted a sort of chat show. Trying to spit my words out here. Chat show, where he interviewed like musicians and stuff. So I think Lou Reed was on that. So yeah, I'll check it out. Yeah.
For those of
Sounds
you who
cool.
don't know, we're doing anniversary albums, looking at Elvis Costello.
Just on that track we just heard, I wonder who Allison is. Is it his wife?
You want to know?
I don't actually know. Does anyone know?
I
assume it's his wife.
I don't know.
But it might not be.
Well, maybe it's just a good... It's like Allison. Like,
yeah.
Like good three-syllable
like
name.
It's like the Rolling Stones had that track Angie.
Yeah, Angie.
So this is like Elvis Costello's version of Angie, maybe.
Maybe.
Because Angie was Angie Bowie.
Oh.
Yes.
Tamil.
Anyway, should we play another track?
Yeah, so this one's...
This one's this track, which the texter mentioned before about Sneaky Feelings. So I assume they've probably named themselves after this track.
Yeah, probably.
It's more of a rock and roll kind of up-tempo number, much kind of like the tracks that we played before Allison. Yeah, it's actually one of the shortest tracks on the album, on what is quite a short album.
Everybody's breaking up somebody else's home. Before somebody else starts breaking up their own, I get you in my dreams. You should do the things you see. It's not that it's so much fun, but it's safer that way. Sneaky feelings, you can't let those kind of feelings show. I like to get right through the way I feel for you, but I still got a long way to go. Why don't we call it a day and we can both confess it can force me to use a little tenderness. White lies, alibis, anything that say that it's true. We could sit like lovers staring in each other's eyes, but the magic of the moment might become too much for you. Sneaky feelings, you can't let those kind of feelings show. I like to get right through the way I feel for you, but I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go.
Elvis Costello.
He has very long outros.
Yes, he does.
You think the song's ending, but it's not.
Yes, and Leslie texted in with a lovely smiley face. The performer Alison Krall is his wife, so that must be who Alison is.
True.
In the previous song.
Have they been married for quite a while?
Probably. Maybe. Or maybe not.
Interesting. Okay. We'll just take your word for that. Yep. But I do know they are married. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, that was Sneaky Feelings. The next track we're going to hear is kind of a more, I guess, a standard kind of pop track in the mold of a kind of traditional new wave type track. This is probably kind of the most new wavy sounding track on the record. It's called The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes.
Oh, they want to wear them and they're just trying to stay on the show.
Try to be amused, but sister Windsor got rusted. You know the angels wanna wear my red shoes, but when they told me about the side of the bargain, that's when I knew that I could not refuse. And I won't get any older now. The angels wanna wear my red shoes. Oh, I was watching while you're dancing away. Our love got fractured in an echo and sway. Just to say it.
I don't know. Hey, there's so many texts coming in.
Thanks for your correspondence. Yeah, love you all.
Thank you very much for that. So we've got a couple we've got a bit of a shady text. I won't read it out because it's a bit intense, but basically it's pointing out that Sneaky Feelings didn't actually know about Elvis Costello's song, hadn't really heard it, and then kind of dissed him in an interview being like,
that's
I don't like
nice,
Elvis Costello. I mean, I can understand that it's not everyone's deal, but your band is literally like one of his songs.
So yeah.
That's kind of like...
intentionally or otherwise.
But, I mean, you don't have to be, you know,
but the,
poo-soo.
True, true.
About what your music
taste
is.
The texter didn't
is.
Have nice things to say about the guy from Sneaky Feelings. Let's just say that.
He called him a dick. I'm sorry.
No.
It was...
transparency
like,
is important.
Yeah, yeah. But thank you very much for your opinion. Then we've also got... someone texting in about the Rolling Stones because we were comparing the Allison song with the Angie song. And Angie was for Keith Richards' first child, Angela, which is sweet. Little baby emoji. I don't know what those ones say yet. I haven't read through them.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, I'll get back to you and the music.
In the meantime, yeah. Shall we talk about kind of the reception, the legacy of this album? So the album came out, it was very well received, it made it to number 14 in the UK charts. It also made it actually into the top 40 in the States, which was very good for a new wave, sort of debut new wave album at the time. Also made it to number 32 in New Zealand. And when you consider that punk was kind of at its peak in 77, anything outside of that for a lot of people was considered a bit old hack, to be honest, particularly if you were playing 50s rock and roll influenced music, like Costello was.
Yeah.
Have you got something to say?
No.
All right.
Oh no, it was just like some type of math problem and about how old Allison would have been when they met, and then they realised that it was someone else, so it doesn't matter.
Maybe he's been married to two Allisons.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Is another person talking about the lead singer of Sneaky Feelings?
Anyway, the album did very well. I mean, Rolling Stone magazine even voted it one of the best albums of 1977, and it has subsequently been viewed as being one of the best debut albums by an artist and one of the best albums of the 1970s. Pitchfork voted it the 37th best album of the decade and said it was one of the most impressive debuts in pop history.
It is impressive.
It's very impressive, yeah. Lots of stuff going on, lots of palettes of music,
well,
I guess.
It's a bit of a fantasy, though. I mean, how many of us have jobs where we don't like them? I mean, I like my job, but, you know, like other people, you know, they want to get out, and then you record an album and you get out of that job and you become a famous worldwide musician.
I know, it is a bit of a fantasy, and you change your name to Elvis Costello.
Like you change your name, you know.
Just casually.
Go to different towns every night.
Exactly, yeah. But it certainly helped kick Costello's career off. He wasn't going back to that office job after this.
Oh, no.
He pretty much built on the success of this record with subsequent releases, like this year's Model, which Sarah, the Breakfast producer, says is one of her favourite albums of all time.
Oh, right.
She's very adamant about that. And sort of other albums like Armed Forces and Get Happy as well, all of which were incidentally recorded with his backing group, The Attractions, of which he formed a successful partnership with in the late 70s, early 80s, Elvis Costello and The Attractions. And he's since gone on to become a bit of a musical chameleon, actually. I mean, he's recorded with all sorts of people across all sorts of styles, and he's released over 30 albums in his career.
What?
Yeah. He's recorded with people from Burt Bacharach to Alan Toussaint to all sorts of people.
He must be a really nice guy.
I think he is. I've seen him interviewed, and he seems like a nice chap.
Successful people generally have a nice, like, way of working with people. I mean, you know, like the really successful ones.
He seems like a nice guy.
Oh, good.
In the end, though, we're going to finish with one of his most famous and most loved tracks. It's called Watching the Detectives. This track, incidentally, was not actually on the original album when it came out in 77, but appeared as a bonus track on a re-release, which came out years later. This was his first hit, went to number 15 in the UK, and this has more of a reggae flavour to it, as promised.
Just before I play that, we had some people helpfully text us in saying
smart,
that...
smart, aren't you?
No, well, that her name isn't Alison, his wife's name's Diana Crowell. Because otherwise Alison would have been too young.
That's true, yeah. I knew it was Crowell, somebody Crowell. And Diana Crowell, of course, is a famous kind of jazz singer.
Yeah, famous. Yeah. So we got our famous mixed up.
So I wonder who this Alison is.
Oh, yeah, you'll just go to the grave not knowing. Yeah, you can probably just YouTube it.
Probably. I mean, it's probably
get
out
on
there.
The YouTubes, yeah. Get on the Wii.
Maybe she worked at the office that he worked at.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, enjoy everyone. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Now fear is here to stay. love is here for a visit. Call it instant justice. When it's past the legal limit, someone's scratching at the window. I wonder who is a better detective from the deck of you belong to the parents who are ready to hear the rest about their daughter's disappearance. So it nearly took a miracle to get you to stay. It only took my little fingers to blow you away. Watching the detectives, don't get cute, just like watching the detectives. Watching the detectives, watching the detectives, watching the detectives, watching the detectives, watching the detectives.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.